Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, and I would like to read with you verses 13 and 14. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14, where the Word of God says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." That's Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Let me ask you a question today, and that is this. Do you know why you are alive and in the world today? Have you thought about that recently? We know God has a purpose for each and every one of us. And first of all, I trust that you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If you've never called upon the name of the Lord to ask Him to save you, I would encourage you to stop right now, wherever you are, and simply say something like this, "Lord Jesus, I trust You to save me." And He will, because Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so if you don't know Christ, call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you. But the fact of the matter is, God does have a plan and a purpose for you, particularly if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. What is that plan and purpose? Well, as it says in verse 13 of Ecclesiastes 12, number one, you are to fear God, and so am I. What does that mean? Does that mean to be afraid of Him? Well, certainly, if we live in disobedience to Him, we should have that type of a fear. But in reality, it means to honor Him and to respect Him and to worship Him, because He is the great God of gods, the King of kings, and obviously the Lord of lords. We should have a humble respect unto God so that we can worship Him and serve Him effectively. And then it tells us that not only are we to fear God, but we are to keep His commandments. That means that we are to obey His word. And I believe that if we fear God, then we will truly keep His commandments and live in obedience to Him. And verse 13 of Ecclesiastes goes on to say that this is the whole duty of man. Our responsibility, our full responsibility, our whole duty before God is to fear Him and to keep His commandments. Are you doing that in your life today? Again, if you do not know Jesus Christ as Savior, I encourage you to call upon His name and ask Him to save you. But as a Christian, take a look at your life right now. Can you say that you are fearing God, that is, respecting Him and honoring Him and worshiping Him? Can you say that you are keeping His commandments for His honor and glory and for your blessing? Well, that's your whole duty, and that's my whole duty. And let's do so. Because as it says in verse 14, God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. There will come a time when we as Christians will stand before the Lord at the judgment seat of Christ and give an account to God as to whether or not we did fear Him and keep His commandments while we are here on the earth. So why are you here today on earth as a Christian? To fear God and keep His commandments. I encourage you to examine your life to see whether or not you're doing that. And let's together make this a goal in our lives that we might live to please God. Father, I thank You that in Your word You teach us what You expect and how You want us to live. And I pray that Your Holy Spirit will work in each of our lives and lead us to the point where we will fear You and keep Your commandments for Your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moment's of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.